Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Jackie Hendry is in the studio. She'll be up in just a moment to talk about international students in South Dakota. But first, we have Dr. Richard Holm with us. He is the Prairie Doc. You can see On Call with the Prairie Doc Thursday nights on SDPB-TV. And he's with us every Thursday at this time. Dr. Holm, welcome back. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Lori.
A little preview. What do we have ahead for us today and tonight?
Tonight we're going to talk about orthopedic injuries, mostly hip fractures. And, of course, hip fractures are a significant consequence of falling. And as a medical doctor, falling is one of those things you really want to try to help people avoid because they can be devastating. We know that a third of Americans older than 65 have a fall once a year. Nearly 2 million of these people end up in the emergency room. Once in the emergency room, 60% of the time they have a fracture of some kind, and 9% have head trauma. Falling is a terrible a problem for older people, and there are a lot of reasons for falling.
Right. Tell me some of those reasons. Why is it so common?
Well, older people have slower reflexes. Their balance isn't as good. They have weaker muscles. Their vision isn't as good. They're often plagued by general weakness or an illness of some kind that causes weakness. They're not exercising or active. It makes this a lot worse. Their bone structures get softer as they get older, particularly if they're not exercising. Hmm. And then when they fall and it's with soft bones, you end up with a fracture. And, of course, many older homes are riddled with loose rugs, cluttered floors, poor lighting, exposed electrical or telephone cords, stairs without handrails, all these things. So and we see a lot of falls in the elderly and a lot of resulting problems.
I'm wondering about just the notion, too, of once someone has fallen, the process of, you know, righting themselves. How challenging is it? Because you don't, at a certain age, you don't spend as much time on the floor, getting up from the floor. You maybe forget that, versus when you have small children, for example, where it seems like you live your whole life on the floor.
You know, a lot of people will, you'll hear of patients telling you that they laid on the floor for 8 hours, 24 hours, 36 hours, until they finally, somebody came and checked on them, or they finally crawled with their fractured hip all the way to a phone despite the pain, and then we were able to make the call. And for that reason, I really recommend that people have a phone, a mobile phone on them all the time.
Sure.
And, you know, to do that is kind of hard if you're getting up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom. I mean, you're going to grab your phone and you can walk to the bathroom. But you could have and might have a bathroom phone as well. So I think we can't take too many precautions. I had one patient freeze to death 1 year on the stoop of her apartment. It was 22 below zero weather, you know, South Dakota, thank you. And She fell and she couldn't get up and she couldn't call. She didn't have a phone with her. So I think that's one other thing to consider.
Right.
And then, you know, you can make your house safer. But I wanted to make one other point. I know you're kind of rushed today, but because you've got such a good show. But here is what I would suggest. Medications is your biggest problem for falling.
Really?
Like 20% of people over 55 are taking more than 4 pills, and it only goes up with age. The worst fall-inducing culprits include, okay, are you ready? These are the medicines that can cause falls. The gabapentin-like meds, which are used for pain, but also seizures. The benzo-type sleeping pills or anti-anxiety pills. Digoxin can cause falls. Opioids, the narcotics, diuretics, water pills. For heart failure or for edema or for blood pressure can cause falls. You stand up too quickly, you hit the floor. Any of the meds that are used for urinary incontinence are big culprits. Any high blood pressure pill, heart pills of all kinds, and prostate medicines of all kinds. So, I mean, those are just a few. So we have to realize that commonly prescribed medicines, If you're finding that you're lightheaded when you stand up, you need to talk to your care provider and say, I'm having problems with lightheadedness. I'm worried about falling. And, you know, when the blood pressure is high, but it gets really low when you stand up, that's much more dangerous than just long-term high blood pressure. So you just don't want to fall.
Tune in to On Call with the Prairie Doc tonight on SDPB-TV. Dr. Holm, thank you so much. Thank you for being here.
You're very welcome, Lori. Thank you.